Now, North Korea's foreign minister says continued U.S. sanctions against Pyongyang are deepening mistrust in his country. Have a listen.
The perception that sanctions can bring us on our knees is a pipe dream of the people who are ignorant about us. But the problem is that the continued sanctions are deepening our mistrust. The reason behind the recent deadlock is because the U.S. relies on coercive measures which are lethal to trust building.
Ri Yong-ho made the remarks during an annual gathering of the United Nations in New York City. He accused the U.S. of hindering peace efforts on the Korean Peninsula with its insistence on tough economic sanctions. Ri noted that despite Pyongyang's significant goodwill measures towards denuclearization, that Washington has shown no corresponding action. The North Korean foreign minister reiterated that without simultaneous action out of Washington, that Pyongyang will never unilaterally disarm. Ri's comments come after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the U.N. Security Council on Thursday that sanctions against the North must be vigorously enforced until a final verification denuclearization. And we're joined now out of Madison, Wisconsin by Professor James Fetzer, University of Minnesota Duluth. Hello, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Sir, now, your thoughts on this?
Well, the situation, the comparison between Libya and North Korea is no doubt weighing heavily on Kim's mind. Both countries were viewed as somewhat maverick states. They were socialist dictatorships with strong leaders. In a surprising move in 2003, Gaddafi agreed to give up his weapons program and welcome international inspectors, in return for which the U.S. and its allies promised better relations with Libya and lifted long-standing economic sanctions. Nevertheless, 8 years later, NATO led a military intervention to support rebels trying to overthrow Gaddafi. It was a slaughter of the Libyan people. Gaddafi didn't even put up a fight. And when he offered to surrender to a location specified by Hillary Clinton, his convoy traveling under a white flag of surrender was interdicted. Gaddafi was castrated, sodomized with a bayonet. It was brutal. This was alleged to be because of ending crimes against humanity in the country, but that was simply absurd. Libya at the time under Gaddafi was as near to an ideal humane society as we have ever realized on Earth. National health care, national public education, national warehouses stocked with food. He would give $25,000 bounties to newly married families. The Gaddafi model has got to be bothering Kim because the United States is not trustworthy.
Well, why isn't the U.S., you know, employing a give a little, you know, get a little diplomacy here? You very well know the summit that took place in Singapore was historic. Why not build on that? I mean, here's an opportunity to diffuse some. You saw how heightened the tensions were less than a year ago. And right now, here's this awesome opportunity for the Trump administration. I mean, there's tons of crippling sanctions on Pyongyang. Nobody's saying lift them all overnight. But when they're breaking down nuclear facilities, why not incrementally give a little?
Oh, you're 100% correct. That would be a very reasonable thing to do. Declare an end to the war. Right now, we're still under a truce. I mean, there are all kinds of things the U.S. could do. I believe Trump had those initiatives in his mind when he became the president. But now, as your previous speaker observed, he's under the control of the neocons and the Zionists. And it appears that Bolton and Pompeo really aren't willing to let Trump follow his own best instincts, which would also have led to a much more cordial relation with Russia, which instead, on the contrary, are at a virtual all-time low. It's a tragic set of circumstances because we all believe Trump had enormous promise when he came into office, but he now appears to have been preempted by the Zionist forces under the control of Bibi Netanyahu.
Thank you for joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin there. James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus out of the University of Minnesota Duluth.